This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
You have this special voice you've been hiding from us, Alejandro.
Mm-hmm.
What is your take? Because we've been talking
when
about...
When I wear a cape.
You wear a cape?
Oh, I wanted to finish that. What did I use that voice when I wear a cape as?
I'm Batman.
That sounds like a geriatric Batman. No offense. But.
Well, I think the role that Ben Affleck is playing is an almost geriatric Batman in the new movies.
I haven't even seen it, and it's surprising it's already out on Netflix or something streaming. It was a big bomb, I guess, huh?
It's crazy. Batman v Superman made close to $900 million, but they regard it as a bomb because it didn't go over $1 billion, and a lot of people hated it. It's in Blu-ray, and there's a special edition that adds 30 minutes of deleted footage. It's one of the best-selling Blu-rays in recent years.
Really? Wow.
And, of course, that's... Ben Affleck as Batman. I don't know where we started this. No, we want to get your take, Alejandro, because we've talked about it quite a bit. We've, of course, mentioned this with Richard Dolan and Joseph Farrell and our guest here, Walter Bosley, about breakaway civilizations, one or more, that may be in control of things.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your take on that?
I think it's a really interesting thought. I think it's fun to speculate about.
I hear
a big
butt.
You're hearing a big butt.
And not that kind of big butt, folks.
No, not the kind that Sir Mix-a-Lot raps about. But there's absolutely no evidence, and I don't see it at all. I mean, this is what the problem is with conspiracy theories and a lot of these conspiracy theories. A lot of the people that hold most tightly to conspiracy theories have done little to no outreach to actually get to know what these systems actually work like, to talk to the people who work in those systems, visit the people who work in there, to figure out how these things actually work so they can see for themselves how their conspiracy may work or fit into things. And that's what's really frustrating, because all of these people, these people talk about are for the most part accessible. You can find out who the CEOs of all the major corporations who are working on black projects are. You can find out who the engineers are. You can find out who the journalists are that work for the newspapers, who owns those newspapers. You can find out information about them, their backgrounds. You know, when you look into how things really work, it's much, much more mundane. Luckily, I've done work in politics. I'm in journalism. I work with mainstream journalists. And this is what gets really frustrating, because part of this conspiracy is all about this control of the media, is that I've held panels at our conferences with people who work in mainstream journalism. These are people who people typically respect, people like George Knapp, Lee Spiegel, Bryce Zabel, who's worked in the film industry, Paul Davids, who's worked in the film industry, even though he's a conspiratorial, it's not around the media. They've worked in the media, and they'll tell you there's no conspiracy. There's stupidness. There's ignorance. There's a hesitance to put their butt on the line for an issue and really, unless it's pure entertainment or fun. That's what gets really frustrating is, you know, there's absolutely zero evidence for any breakaway society. It's fun to think about it, make a great science fiction story.
Zero evidence is a bit extreme.
I don't think so. What evidence is there?
You know, books have been written on this. I've got two books that present evidence on it. Dolan has presented it. Joseph Farrell's presented it. You know,
Joseph Farrell, again, he's speculative. Everything he has is a total speculation.
Alejandro, that is absolutely not true.
What you just said is opinion.
That's true.
That's absolutely not true. Alejandro, his books are filled with documentation. He just strings it all together.
Alejandro, you just expressed a bunch of opinion as if it was fact, and that's the problem also.
I did not express these as their fact. I mean, I will agree with you 100%. Those are my opinions.
Identify them as such, then. Give the the listener the opportunity to decide whether they want to agree with your opinion. You shouldn't express the opinion as if it's the conventional wisdom opinion, because it's not. There's people out there that would completely disagree with you.
Well, it certainly is the conventional wisdom, I would say, that although
okay,
it's maybe not
wrong choice of phrase, but you know what I mean. It's,
no, there are other opinions out there, but I mean, it's not like we're all in our conversations prefacing, this is only my opinion, but yes, it's only my opinion.
For my part, I make the effort even more so now maybe than I even used to say, hey, this is my opinion, because I understand that some of the things I say are my opinion. And,
well, what is this evidence other than I want to know what this evidence is. I really don't see any evidence for any breakaway society.
Okay. I presented it in such with the NIMSA. I mean, I'm not going to read my books here, you know, in the few minutes we have here. You know, there's the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower did indeed warn about. That's not fantasy. That's not a conspiracy theory. You know, there's over a century of evidence for this. It sounds like what you need to do is maybe read up more on the subject rather than, you know, if you're asking where is the evidence, that tells me you haven't really looked at it or you went into it prepared to dismiss it.
Well, that's not true.
You can say you disagree with the evidence that's presented, but to say where is it, you know, well, that would take a couple of whole other shows to go through all of that.
Alejandro, have you read any of Joseph Farrell's books?
I have, and I've looked into, especially with the German aspect, I've looked a lot into all of those things. Typically, I went into this thinking that there is more to it than I found there was. There certainly is a military-industrial complex. There's no doubt about that. There is secrecy. And maybe we're not referring to the same thing when we talk about a breakaway society. There definitely are people working in secrecy. There are corporations doing their own thing under the veil of secrecy that debatably, I would argue, is often undemocratic in that there is little oversight from the government. But when I think of the breakaway society, as Dolan, for instance, talks about it, he talks about actual, like a hidden civilization, people, families, a society living with access and using on a regular basis technologies that the regular public does not have access to, and that is hidden from regular society. That's the sort of thing that I'm talking about that I don't see. I mean, there certainly
okay,
could
fair
be
enough. You just disagree with that aspect of it, and I would venture to say that I probably disagree with certain degrees of what Dolan has said. I'm by no means a Dolan disciple. Really, when you get down to it, it's just it's your opinion that these things can't be so. It's not that it is clearly demonstrable that it's not so. And as long as there's that percentage of possibility that it could be so, you know, I think that flavors the evidence that's presented out there enough to be considered. I mean, just the financial stuff alone. You have someone like Catherine Austin Fitz, who was an undersecretary for HUD, and she wasn't a believer in any of this stuff until she started looking at, you know, wow, look at the funny, weird stuff that's going on with this money. And she came to the conclusion on her own that, you know, long story short, she came to the breakaway thing based on her experience as an undersecretary of HUD, which carries with it as much credential as any of the journalists you mentioned. I would say more so in some of their cases. And, you know, she has come to this conclusion that there's a breakaway thing going on here, essentially a breakaway thing going on here, which, again, the finer points, like in Dolan's definition, might be something she would disagree with. But, you know, there are serious people, professionals respected in their fields that, you know, would disagree with you as much as there are who would agree. And, you know, I'm just saying that, you know, it's wiser, I think, to acknowledge that.
Well, at least a possibility. What about Gary McKinnon's 140-some-odd off-planet naval officers?
This is what's frustrating, guys.
Let me break it here. We'll figure this out. More to come with Alejandro and Walter and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The award-winning Graphic Converter 10, the universal genius for photo editing apps on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for the Swiss Army Knife app. It gives you all the features that you expect, and most important, it's easy to use. You can get it for just $39.95 from www.lemkesoft.com. That's www.lemkesoft.com. As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Debating breakaway civilizations, Walter Bosley versus Alejandro Rojas. Alejandro?
Oh, I'm Chris O'Brien. I'm taking on Chris, too, here.
Oh, you are? You're not taking me on, though.
I don't quite go as far. I think I'm a little bit more conservative, I think, than Richard and Walter. But I've read enough, and I've researched enough to have a strong suspicion that some of this material is true, and that we are out of the loop with some pretty exotic technologies that are being utilized, are operational. That much I can say. And when you have somebody hacking the Pentagon and coming up with a list of names of
allegedly
naval officers.
Allegedly coming up to this.
Allegedly,
list.
Yeah, true.
This guy, Gary McKinnon.
Like that do indicate that we do have something going on. Ben Rich's comments, of course, Ben Rich was the founder and head of the Skunk Works, the Lockheed Skunk Works, saying we have the technology to take E.T. home. We figured out the missing part of the formula. Enigmatic statements like that are enough.
Allegedly.
Plus, knowing somebody who worked at Skunk Works, who was on the team that designed inertial navigation for stealth, some of the things that I was told by him would indicate that there is an exalted level of technology that is very black, very secret, and is not completely immersed into the government world, but is also in the private sector.
Now, I would agree with a lot of what you said. However, those sites, the references that you make, are third-hand references to things that people are just remembering from events that happened long ago. In Gary McKinnon's case, he admits he was drunk and he was stoned while he was hacking. He was using essentially his hacking skills amounted to trying to hack into computers that had the password set as password and user set as user. He says, out of the couple of things that he saw, he says he saw this list of non-terrestrial people or non-terrestrial officers, but he has no detail, nor did he have the foresight to save any of that stuff. And then when it comes to the Ben Rich comments, those are what a couple of people remembered Ben Rich saying, but of course the nuances of what he said is really important, for which they'll admit they don't know exact word for word what he had said, whereas friends of Ben Rich's talk about him referencing these sort of things, but not in that same light. Regardless, the issue with possibility is anything is possible. These arguments that you guys are raising, many of these for the breakaway society, are the same sort of things that Dr. Greer, who I know many of you are not a fan of, can use to say, well, it's a possibility, you know, that I'm talking to aliens and that we're filming aliens and we're talking to aliens when we go out on our outings. In fact, he has witnesses there who say, yeah, we saw aliens, we saw UFOs, we saw alien spacecraft.
I'm at a disadvantage here, Alejandro, because I never met you. Where do you come from? What do you advocate?
I don't advocate. I research and write.
I'm honestly asking that not from a hostile. I just don't know.
No,
like,
I know.
I'm answering
your question. Trust me. And I think you guys could agree. I'm not the type of guy to get real defensive or to hold to my opinion that I have the final word on things. I certainly do not at all. In fact, like I say often, I could be completely wrong about things. It's just that what I have done is I write about this stuff on a daily basis, like Chris and others, and I've spent a lot of time researching all of these different things.
Oh, but you come from a skeptic viewpoint? Do you come from a particular position on this stuff yourself? Which camp are you in, would you say, if you had to nutshell it?
Yeah, I would say currently, and I would like to give a little bit of history, currently I'm in the skeptic camp,
okay,
if there's a camp, but that's not always the case. I came from the other side. I came from the side to look into these things as if, you know, I felt that there was more to them. I was believing the people in this field who hold these beliefs and espouse these beliefs. But when I began to write about these things and, you know, using some journalistic integrity, you know, looking for facts and references, I found that the references were
often
third-hand,
including
and a lot of it was skeptical. And so that's where I come from.
A lot of us use journalistic integrity, not all of us, but
and I'm not sure you don't.
I know Joseph does. I'm sure Dolan tries to.
Well, and I'm similar. I started out being a little bit more open-minded, I think, 25 years ago when I started out in this field actively. And as I've gone through these years, I've become more and more and more conservative, more and more skeptical. I think, like Alejandro, I try to keep myself open to possibility, and I do try to.
I've gone through that same thing. I agree with I agree with you guys there. I've become more what you just said, a little bit more, what's the word, reserved and down to earth on some things. Sure, yeah, that's reasonable.
Like I'm a really skeptical about any sort of off-planet intelligences visiting this planet. I really think that we're dealing with something that's as terrestrial as we are, if not more so, another tenant in the building. That, to me, would be make more sense than something off-planet, for instance. And
yeah, I agree with that.
In this realm is a very conservative view.
I'd agree with that.
You see how that conversation died down pretty quickly, huh?
Well, yeah, I'd say, where do we go from here? So, I mean, for instance, I blog for the Huffington Post. My focus is not on the UFO community. It's on the mainstream, and I feel there is a lot of really credible, great information to show that there is a phenomenon and there's something really here. If I'm going to go to the public with other types of stories, I think for credibility's sake, I need to be able to back that up. So I am a little harsher on these things because I'm looking for the good references, the credible references, so that I can go for some of these things because I would like to. I would like to figure out because I think it's a complete mystery. Triangular UFOs, for instance, who the hell is making these and why? I mean, what's going on? There are witnesses who have seen some extraordinary things who are certain that these things are not made by man, whereas there are witnesses who have seen them closely who believe that they are certainly man-made. If they're man-made, of course, that opens up another host of questions. So, yeah, there's a lot of mystery out there. I'm just looking for the real solid, credible kind of building blocks to take us to the answers.
That's fair. That's totally fair. Yeah, I would agree with.
I wrote a 600-page book that's filled with documentation, that's filled with facts, that's filled with analysis of physical evidence that is extremely conservative about the catabulation phenomenon, conservative in the sense that most people want to believe that aliens are coming in and gathering genetic material from cattle. I absolutely don't buy into that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
there's
an
example of being very, very conservative and skeptical.
I agree, and that's why I think your book, I've said this before, is like the best book on cattle mutilations just because you tackled it from that angle.
We've got Gene, Chris, Alejandro, Walter. You're in.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Okay, we've got Gene and Chris and Walter Bosley and Alejandro Rojas for a couple of more segments. Chris, you're about to say something?
Well, I just use that as an example of taking a very measured, reserved, conservative approach to something, to a subject that is just totally overrun with presumption, fantasy, speculation, that absolutely it does not bear out the data and the facts. You know, I do consider myself open-minded. We started out the show today talking about the wonderful potential for the use of entheogens in paranormal research and UFO research. I'm totally blasted for that from many corners. How dare you talk about taking drugs and combining that with any sort of serious research? Well, I think that there's a tremendous possibility that would not only give us the potential to find out more about these subjects, but also to find out more about the very nature of human consciousness and how consciousness may have a co-creative aspect that ties itself into and may even help manifest experiences that consider paranormal. So, you know, it's one thing to be conservative and stick to the facts and really be journalistic healthily skeptical. And it's another thing to have your mind closed. Alejandro has always been someone that I've considered to have a very open mind. You know, the door is closing a little bit as the years go on, but still, I think Alejandro has a very rational mind. But there are some people, unfortunately, out there that are so far off into Kool-Aid slurping land and la-la land that they buy into anything that comes down the pike that happens to conform to their foregone conclusions.
Well, and you know what? That's true on both sides. You know, this is interesting because what we're seeing is a manifestation of what we were talking about earlier, where, you know, I was saying that our society in general has been driven to the extremes, us versus right. them, and this is a microcosm of that. You've got the people that are the in the skeptic camp versus the true believers, right? And neither side wants to be respectful of the other, okay?
Right.
Rather than the true believers could gain a lot from maybe being a little bit more open to the skeptical inquiry. The skeptics who have, quite frankly, become some of their cases, their extreme is no better than a religion.
Yeah.
They could learn a lot by being maybe a little bit more open to, you know, some of the basics that the true believers look at. But the thing is, we're not there. We got these knee-jerk reactions, and there are those of us, I think all three of us here, you know, all four of us here, are more in that middle ground, you know. We might express opinions where it's like, you know, oh, au contraire, this and that. But honestly, in how we do things, I know, Chris, you and I, you know, I think my stuff is has become more and more in the direction of Alejandro, for instance, than it is true believerism, that's for sure. Because I think I've pissed off true believers left and right, I know, in the ET community. And probably getting ready to do that with the new book, too. But that's the thing. I think skeptic versus true believer is defining our field that we're in, and it shouldn't be.
I agree. I really think that both sides should line up for a good spanking. That would help. That would at least put, you know, at least get them, it might wake them up.
Yeah.
Well, in the conversations, and a lot of people, I think because of what you're talking about, a lot of people get hesitant to get into conversation around this because they believe it's going to start into a major battle or a fight. But I think it's healthy and important. So, for instance, if Chris disagrees with me or Gene or a number other of colleagues that I greatly respect, it's great because I love to then get in that conversation because I want to be wrong. I mean, I want them to say, hey, look at this. Have you seen this? Have you seen that? I want my eyes to be opened. And, you know, this dialogue, even as I discuss this, is like an internal battle that goes inside of me where I want to find this stuff. And it's a lot of fun because typically in conversations with colleagues that I really respect and have a strong reason for feeling strongly about something, they do have something that is eye-opening for me. And then I learn and I have another piece of the puzzle.
Mm-hmm. It's a process.
Yeah.
And true believers, you know, I totally agree, could learn a lot by coming down out of the clouds and applying a little bit more critical, skeptical analysis of what that we've heard this before. I'm not the first to say this to what they look at. I know how that sounds to some people coming from me, the NIMSA guy, I know how that sounds. I still stand by my stuff, but I admit that to some degree, I could be wrong, but I do think the true believers could absolutely learn from, you know, a more critical analysis, and they all too often, the extreme ones,
right.
just won't do it.
And the skeptics need to come up out of the cave.
My actual degree is in psychology, and it's something especially in this field I look at a lot. And there just are a number of people, if not the majority of people, who are looking for a leader. They're looking for someone to believe and to tell them. They don't have the time to look up the truth. They're living their lives. They don't have time to research, so they're looking for that person.
Oh, David Wilcock. Oh.
Yeah, David Wilcock, Dr. Greer, Chris O'Brien, you know, whoever. But they are looking
so
for
Chris
that person.
So Chris is one step removed from whoever.
Yeah.
Right.
yeah.
But we do have to be careful, I think, and we have to understand that that's what's going on with many of these people. And so often, you know, the skeptics, the true skeptics, the debunkers who are, you know, like professional skeptics or debunker, who I agree, are so close-minded, they're ridiculous. They don't look at the facts. They or those who get frustrated by people not listening to their side of the story, it doesn't really serve you to attack these groups of people, but just to approach them in a more positive manner seems to be more helpful for them to kind of move to your drink your Kool-Aid instead of someone else's.
Yeah, I'm learning, Alejandro. I'm learning.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
you
gonna
struggle
start
with
a
it.
Blog called the Grumpy Investigator.
You know, I'll admit, I heard somebody even recently said, Chris O'Brien, he just seems to be getting more grumpy and more aggressive.
Well, somebody's got to wake up these knuckleheads.
And what is a bummer is there was no discussion about the substance. Instead, it was more about this perception, which got me frustrated.
Right. I'm agreeing.
Yay. See, there's plenty we can agree on, and I'm sure there is plenty we would agree on.
Yeah, I went through the worst year of my adult life last year, so pardon me if I get grumpy every now and then.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
I told him he's always been grumpy. You should have seen him in Colorado.
I get it better.
I think it's ironic that in a time, a period where hostility and aggression seems to be the, you know, the thing on the menu, you know, every day, people will grumble about somebody getting grumpy, you know.
Well, I think we have somebody here who sometimes is accused of being grumpy, and I just think he wants to be one of the seven dwarfs, that's all.
Yeah. Well,
hey, speaking of the seven dwarfs, I recommend a movie from 2012, a Spanish silent film called Blanca Nieves. It's Snow White. It's a retelling of Snow White in the bullfighting arena, you know, or like 1920s. I recommend it. Excellent film.
A silent film?
It's a silent film made in 2012. It's like an old, they you know, it's kind of like The Artist, an homage to silent cinema, and it's called Blanca Nieves.
Well, we did have a movie called Silent Movie from Mel Brooks, if anyone remembers that. We've got to do a break in a moment. Let me just tell you that I have no idea how this is going to work out, but we are going to have a great episode of After the Paracast this week, because it'll take a lot of time to figure out what's been happening for the past 11 segments. And if you want to learn more, you go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. We are joined by Alejandro Rojas, Walter Bosley, Chris O'Brien, Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items, and entails t-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of t-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great t-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Well, this has been quite an unexpected session here. Alejandro, you are raring to go.
So Friday mornings, it's just, you know, I'm always a little more spunky, a little more frisky. It's like the whole week, you have the frustrations of the whole week, and I always come in, it's like, I'm wrapping up this week and nothing's getting in the way. So, yeah. And plus with you guys, you know, you guys love getting me all riled up.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah, that's why we're here. That's our job.
In fact, day and night, Chris and I take notes. Gene, what could we do to make Alejandro go off the rails?
You bastards.
Well, it's hard not to get riled up in this day and age when we're sitting on the edge of anarchy and,
oh my gosh,
cultural revolution.
I know, ain't it cool?
Yeah, I mean, we live in that Chinese curse, gentlemen.
Yeah, I heard this phrase in the Air Force. They use it in the military all over the place. This kind of stuff, this kind of situation, this chaos and all this stuff, it's an opportunity to excel.
Yeah.
And just like you said, the Chinese interesting time. So, you know, the way I look at it is, you know, it's awful. It sucks. I'd rather break away and run off somewhere else. But if I'm going to be stuck here, then, you know, let's make lemonade, you know?
Yeah, might as well be interesting.
Amen, brother.
Yeah. God break those few eggs first. God break a few eggs.
Alejandro, what sort of projects and stuff do you have coming up besides your usual weekly stuff?
Well, we've got a new thing coming up. We're going to be doing a news magazine type of monthly YouTube video where we're going to kind of start from the beginning and build it up. And I think it's going to be more in-depth than people have seen. So, for instance, we're starting with Blue Book. So the first thing is going to be about – there were amazing Blue Book files. So we're going to focus on 1952 and that wave, I think, more in-depth than people have seen before. And we're going to have – people like Nick Pope and John Alexander, others that are kind of insiders with some insight talking about this. But then we're going to build on to two, such as that there are files. There was a continued interest. We do have government files that show there's a continued interest, including in, you know, nuclear facilities. And then we're going to delve into where those files went. And a lot of stuff, I think, that is just not out there that I think will be more revealing and show that there has been a continued interest. But it's also challenging this idea of conspiracy, even the term conspiracy. What is a conspiracy? The military is highly secretive. The government's highly secretive. People everywhere are lying. The military's knee-jerk reaction is to lie. It's all about PR and spin, and it's just kind of the way it is. Marketing is all lying. It's like it's okay to lie now. That's what we do. That's the first So what is a conspiracy? There, if that's the case, and a conspiracy is a government lie, then we're surrounded by conspiracies. Everything's a conspiracy. So we're living in a new world, I think, past the edge of looking, oh my gosh, the government would lie. Of course they would. So what have they been lying about, and what's really been going on behind the scenes? It's almost like we're a little more sophisticated, that we know there's a level of what we're told, and then there's a level of what's really happening. But we can also examine why we're told what we're told, and maybe sometimes it makes sense, but just to show there is a genuine mystery that's gone on with some extraordinary incidents that have taken place. And it does, I think, move people, because I think people are moved towards, they do understand, okay, here's what we're told, but what is the truth? And sometimes that's really hard to find, especially when it comes to black projects or some of these murkier areas that, you know, you all are talking about or that Walter kind of specializes in.
All right. That sounds like exciting stuff at Open Minds.
Yeah, and then we've got the conference coming up, of course, and we're going to have more exciting guests there, so people will have to keep an eye on that.
Cool.
Well, okay, we're going to send you the bill for that, Hunter.
You know. Oh, for the conference? You guys are always special guests anyways.
Well, we're thinking here, of course, of charging you for the ads, so, of course, we'll make lots and lots of money from you.
That's I asked the question, Gene.
Well, and not only that, we don't make money, so we're that'll just add to how much.
Neither do Chris or I.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
There is no money. I think what's happened is here is when they decided to dole out the money, E.T., and especially the star beings from Zeta Reticuli, they said, okay, Gene, cross them off. Chris, cross them off. Walter, cross them off. Alejandro, he's got the real estate gig going, so he's okay.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they say, Greer, ooh, we're going to give him some money. We're going to give David Wilcox some money.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So the ETs have their favorites. They're playing their favorites.
Yeah. Don't get me started.
Come on, Chris.
I promise not to be grumpy. I don't want to break that promise.
Well, you've got a reputation to uphold now.
Yeah, but we've got one listener who bailed from the Paracast Plus because Chris is grumpy and we have too much politics.
Oh, geez. Well, what can you do? We're all human. If I ever say anything political on one of my shows, boy, do people get upset. And it's like, you know what? I'm a human being. Once in a while, my opinions and some of those things are going to slip out. I try not to, but...
Because we can understand these people. You know, they're getting it in every other place they go and watch and listen. Yeah. I think when they come to, like, if they come to, like, your podcast or they come to the Paracast or any of these things, they're kind of looking for a break from that. You know, they want to hear other things that we do. And I, you know, I respect that. I totally get that. I look at this stuff as an escape from all that stuff, too. But you're right. You know, once in a while, if something gets through, people shouldn't be so hypersensitive.
Yeah.
Well, I think part of it is it's a bubble. And if your political point of view is not in their bubble, it becomes more offensive. Mm-hmm. And that's it. That's why we're so polarized. People live in this bubble. They reinforce each other with their echo chamber. And therefore, they can never get a well-rounded view of everything. So as soon as they're confronted with something that's a little bit outside their comfort zone, oh, my God.
It's like I said earlier. The Democrat guy can't buy donuts from the Republican donut maker, and vice versa. It's getting to be ridiculous where we're talking about just buying donuts for crying out loud, but we bring this political filter in on it, and it just screws everything up. I'd like to see people stop doing that, you know. But
ordinary people talk about other people. You know, slightly evolved people talk about events, and real thinkers talk about ideas. So we attempt to kind of be all things for all people.
Yeah.
Which, of course, therefore, we appeal to nobody. That's our biggest problem here at the Paracast. We appeal to nobody and no one, and everybody hates us. So that's it. I think we're going to talk to those star beings and see if they have any advice. Star beings, do you have any advice? No, forget it. Anyway, Alejandro Rojas, as we wind down, can you tell our listeners a little bit more about where they can find the things that you do?
Yep, you can find everything at openminds.tv. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. I think we're super active on both of those and YouTube. But you can find it all at openminds.tv, including information about the upcoming UFO Congress that we have every year. And wandering the hallways every year, you'll find a Gene and Chris, which is always fun.
Maybe we'll get Walter to fly down here instead of buy that new Mac. Walter, where can we find more of your stuff?
Amazon.com. You can find my books on Kindle. Just, you know, do a search on my name and all my books come up. For those who prefer printed, they can go to Lulu, L-U-L-U.com and look up my books. My blog is empireofthewheel.blogspot.com. And I just announced a new book coming out, shooting for late September, titled Shimmering Light, Lost in an MK Ultra House of Anu.
Oh boy, that's Walter Bosley. You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast, on Facebook, two Paracast fan clubs. And if you go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com, what the heck do you find? Well, you find the Paracast Plus. We tell you how to sign up. We're offering that book with Ray Stanford and Chris O'Brien, second chapter going up any day now. We've got the commercial-free version of this show. We've got the After the Paracast podcast and more goodies coming. We'll tell you what they are for a modest subscription rate, plus.theparacast.com. Walter Bosley, Alejandro Rojas, thank you both for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you, Gene and Chris. I appreciate being here, and it's good to talk to you and meet you, Alejandro. I look forward to looking at your site and more of your work.
Yeah, ditto. Thank you. I apologize. I was a little bit blindsided, so I just came on in the last minute type of thing because I love talking to these guys, so I wasn't familiar with the topics and stuff. So hopefully I didn't offend anybody, but I look forward to looking into your stuff, too. It was really nice to meet you online here.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.